acquittal on Toronto officer's death reveals systemic justice concerns. The conclusion of the trial of Umar Zamir, accused of first-degree murder in the tragic death of Toronto police officer Jeffrey Northrop on July 2, 2021, has left many questions lingering. Zamir's acquittal, a moment of relief for him and his family, has, paradoxically, deepened the shadows over the legal proceedings and the path pursued by the prosecution in pursuing his conviction. For Zamir and his family, the end of the trial marks the termination of a harrowing 3-year ordeal, a nightmare of persecution and incarceration. What began as a night of Canada Day celebrations in downtown Toronto spiraled into a sequence of events that would shatter lives and faith in the justice system. The encounter between Zamir's family and plainclothes police officers in a parking garage escalated into tragedy. Despite claims by the officers that they identified themselves, Zamir and his wife vehemently denied this, perceiving the situation as a threat from gang members. In their attempt to flee what they perceived as danger, tragedy struck. Officer Northrop lost his life in the chaos that ensued, as Zamir's vehicle inadvertently made contact with him. Zamir's subsequent arrest and the narrative presented by law enforcement seemed to be clouded by racial profiling. His wife's attempts to clarify the events were overshadowed by presumptions of guilt, compounded by the description of a suspect in an earlier stabbing incident. Zamir, fitting the description, found himself ensnared in a web of suspicion and bias. The unfolding of events, including Zamir's release on bail, triggered outrage from political figures, undermining the principle of the presumption of innocence. After Zamir was granted bail, Premier Doug Ford expressed his astonishment on social media, labeling the decision as beyond comprehension. In a September 2021 tweet, Ford emphasized the unacceptability of someone accused of such a serious crime being released on bail, advocating for a justice system that prioritizes the well-being of victims and their families. Former Toronto Mayor John Tory echoed Ford's sentiments, finding it almost unimaginable for an accused in a first-degree murder case to be granted bail. Similarly, Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown condemned the decision, deeming it disgusting and very disturbing that the accused was released on bail. The case became a battleground of conflicting testimonies, with allegations of perjury against police officers further muddying the waters of justice. Zamir's life was irrevocably altered by the accusations hurled against him. Labeled a cop killer, he faced ostracization, loss of livelihood, and separation from his family during the birth of his daughter. All this, while he stood accused, but not convicted, of first-degree murder. The Zamir case lays bare the vulnerabilities within our justice system, exposing the potential for political interference and the erosion of fundamental rights. It underscores the imperative of maintaining the independence of law enforcement and politics, safeguarding the integrity of our legal processes. In a true democracy, justice must be blind to prejudice and undue influence. The Zamir case serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of this principle, highlighting the need for vigilance in upholding the rights of every individual, regardless of their status or circumstance. Only through unwavering commitment to judicial independence can we hope to prevent such miscarriages of justice in the future.